But there is a major problem with making superconducting ceramics. The first thing is the physical characteristic of the ceramic is it's brittle. So if you want to make a big transmission line out of a brittle wire, you have got some major snags to overcome. First thing is when you pull it into a wire, you develop a little defect as you pull it, and that defect, if you keep pulling it, eventually cracks and your line's broken. So what they're looking at then is modifying the characteristics of ceramics, either to make a ceramic which doesn't have any possibility for developing these microfine defects, so it's defect free, or you build in a characteristic in the structure where if one of these microfine defects develops, then the structure is tolerant and it copes with it. So the ways of doing this, first of all, sintering is a typical sort of engineering process for coalescing particles together and making sure that you reduce stress inside the structure and you get rid of possible defects. So that's the first thing, is generally speaking, sintering used. Organoceramics are where you build in a polymer in with the ceramic so that even if the material has been sintered and essentially is perfect, you still have got some ability for the polymer to readjust if that thing starts cracking. So these guys are then called organoceramics. And another way to incorporate some ability for the ceramic to adjust is to put zirconium oxide into this. Zirconium oxide can expand up to 5% in its physical characteristics inside the structure. And again, if you're pulling this thing into a wire, you've done the best possible treatment of sintering at the start. This will cope with any possible